Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good welcome to episode 701 of the Overseas Connection podcast. This episode was broadcast on September the 18th on year 2022. And I'm your host this evening, Bongo the Saiyan, Robin Tate, and I'm in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. Tonight I am joined by the most beautiful, beautiful princess in the whole wide world that I could find. Well, I didn't look far. Pete Chin. Hi, Pete.
Hello, Robin. Hello, Ballymena. Hello, hey, everyone.
How you doing? And this is right. Yumpy Yed pretty much everywhere in the world. We do this every single week. We do it on Sunday evenings in the UK at 9 o'clock, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 o'clock Central Time. This is a video game podcast, very like Top Gear, doesn't talk much about video games, but about our life and the universe and everything. And we do it on twitch.tv/OC podcast and youtube.com/OC podcast. There's a live chat stream there. You can join in and chat with us live, and we comment on that. This week, we got one birthday, Lewis Danson, on the 22nd, a couple of days away. He'll be 32 years old. Lewis, I'll chat a little about EGX shortly. We always meet up at EGX and some of the events that go on. I'm going to miss that this year, but we'll have a wee chat about that in a little while. Pete, how are you, lad?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right. I'm good, thank you. And we're going to get stuck straight into that right now.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, it's just you and me tonight, Pete, because Greg has some family business to deal with, and the rest of us are just falling apart at the seams. Kim's getting rained on, and I think she's enjoying the rain too much. And Greg was saying that they were being invaded by aliens because it was raining. And I think I replied to say, well, if you have been invaded, we have been assimilated. Because, rain is second nature to us here. It's bloody awful again. In fact, the fire is lit once again today, Pete.
We put the heating on last night. So how long have you just tonight?
I've been a few times, but the fire, we're trying not to put the heating on. So we've got the big open, the sort of wood-burning stove thing in the living room. So the doors are open. Trying to not spend the money on the oil.
I think we've got a couple of weeks, haven't we, until the prices really ramp up.
Well, is it October 1st? I got half a tank of oil a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I paid, I tell a lie. I got a full tank of oil.
Yeah.
But the tank was only half full. Okay. Yeah. So I got it. So I would have got the equivalent to half a tank of oil, and I paid what I would pay for a full tank of oil.
Okay.
So, just terrifying. We're
How long does that last normally?
We're awful with it because there's people in the house all the time.
Yeah.
It's not like the heat's not on through the day and it comes on at 4:30 if you're coming home from work. There's always people. So we're energy whores. I mean, we've got an electricity bill coming out on the 20th or 22nd, I think it is.
Yeah.
And it's 840 odd quid.
Flipping heck.
Yeah. I don't know. Just tie a knot and hold on. You know, it's up. So look, I'm going to get stuck straight in. So last week I was mentioning that Judith was going away to Venice with her sisters, and she did.
Oh.
And she left at 2 a.m. on Wednesday, in the early hours of Wednesday morning, and arrived back around dinner time or tea time, whatever way you want to call it, yesterday. So about 6-ish yesterday. And I'm not looking for sympathy here, but holy fucking shit balls on a stick. So between all the kids, the foster kids, the clubs, the football clubs, the lunch boxes, the picking kids up from nursery and dropping them into primary school, taking them to clubs at night time, bathing, showering, ironing, washing, getting their dinner ready, bedtime stories, multiple. I tell you what. And then, on top of it all, trying to do my job. So I like a couple of hours in the morning and a couple of hours in the afternoon, and then trying to do all the things that I did in here while Judith was away too. I'm absolutely spent when she arrived home. Now, not complaining. I'm really glad she had a good time. Maybe a bit of respect for my wife even more, maybe.
Well, the thing is, you're a good team by the sound of what you do and how you work together. And I bet you just feel like you've lost two or three limbs, don't you, when she's gone away from the house?
Do you know what? It was really sad. I was chuckling to myself last night. So I had everything done. I mean, all the washing's done, all the ironing's done, all the uniforms ready for the kids because they're off tomorrow for the Queen's funeral, of course. But everything is done. You know, the floor was mopped in the kitchen and dried. All the dishes were done. The beds were made and changed and all the other bits and pieces that you've done. And I was standing in the hallway at, like I said, because she arrived in Dublin about, 3 o'clock, and I was working out how long it was going to take. I was like a flipping dog standing at the hallway, watching up the driveway for her to come down.
Oh,
right. It was like every, I'd done everything, all the kids were under control, kept every 5 minutes, like peeping up the hole. In fact, Alexa in the kitchen, we've got one of the screen ones.
Yeah.
Sorry, darling, I didn't mean to mention your name. Don't get excited. She flashed there at me. I had the driveway cam on so I could see the car coming down the lane. Anyway, she came home. I had her jammies out on the bed. I had a fresh towel out for a shower.
Nice.
I knew she'd been traveling all day. So I went and got some nice fresh chicken and got the kids fed and waited until she came in, and I made a nice little light stir fry with a teriyaki sauce. Just something too light, nice and light. Just brownie points, but absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
Exhausted.
I suppose putting that extra effort in as well for doing all those little things for when she comes home, it's just all adding to the stress, on your end. But
Good.
For a welcome home, that's great. That's
brownie
nice.
Points. In fact, we were joking good while lad. She was away on WhatsApp about, it's now my turn. You're having plenty of these away. He says, I would usually have went to EGX, but that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And, that Vegas trip, we're already talking about it, Judith. Okay, fair enough then. Okay, I was only fishing there, but that'll take that as a yes.
Just don't book the plane on a drunken night, will you?
So straight onto the WhatsApp, Greg, Las Vegas is a go.
Cool.
What about you, sir? I see photographs of your storeroom, so your office, really.
Oh yeah. I'm privileged to have quite a big office, actually, and I've filled it with boxes because that's all I've been doing for most of the week. And because I'm moving into where I work, I'm just taking a car out every single day and just doing it a bit at a time. And it's working out quite well, actually. But I've pretty much, I'd say about half, I half filled my office. I can go up a little bit more. I'm lucky to have like 9-foot ceilings. So, and I've got quite a bit of shelving at the one side. So, I'm going to end up filling that. I'm just going to be doing that every single day. It's a bit of a pain earlier on in the morning, just loading all the car because I don't want to leave it all in there overnight. But it's going to work out better for us, in the long run. Apart from that, watching a little bit of telly on a night, watching Married at First Sight, that guilty pleasure.
Oh, flip me. I've been watching the Game of Thrones, the prequel thing.
Yeah. So what do you watch that on? Is it?
I wasn't going to watch it on anything, but see, I cancelled all of my Disney Plus and my Now TV and all that sort of stuff. And my son was home for a couple of days and he logged into his Now. He, in his house, his Now TV, and he logged into the county. Oh, okay. So I've watched 3 episodes of it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's strange. It feels like Game of Thrones, but it feels all these new characters in this world that you sort of know, and everything feels familiar, and you're trying to get them all. It doesn't seem as I know the first episode was pretty brutal here, but it doesn't seem to be as brutal or cutthroat yet. I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Interesting enough characters. Doctor Who is pretty darn cool in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched any of this? Have you?
No, I've not got. I've not got. Is it Sky Atlantic, the channel that he plays through? Then now you've said Now TV.
Probably
I'm sure
it's an HBO thing.
I haven't got that. I haven't got it. So I've not seen that at all. I've not got the time to invest into TV seasons like that at the moment, where I've got to really think about the story. I tried Lord of the Rings a couple of weeks ago, and it's just too much.
I fell asleep.
Oh right, okay.
That's good to know then.
It's a lot.
No. I mean, I haven't watched. I was watching like an episode or so, and while Judith was away, after all the kids got to bed, and when I could still stay awake. The problem, you think, oh, Judith's away, I'll get lots of gaming in.
Yeah.
The gaming is out here.
Yeah.
So well, I can't really leave toddlers and kiddies in the house. So that didn't really happen for me this week at all.
No. I'll just on a night when we get back in, because Shell's got a new job as well. She started that this week. But the thing is, it's over the other side of Birmingham to where I work, and it's not in a good end of Birmingham, to be honest. It's in a bit of a shitty end.
Okay.
So I'm travelling to take her to work, and then I'm going to work myself. And I'm probably doing an extra half hour each way. So I'm driving nearly 4 hours a day on top of going to work and on top of coming back and boxing
crap,
and doing. Yeah, it's just like, I just look at time. So when I get back and we sit down and we have a little drink. It's all we just want to sit and watch is just some bullshit TV.
So it's Married at First Sight. Oh man,
it is drama llama. It's crazy, man, but it's all right. You know, I don't know.
People do to get 15 minutes of fame.
I know, but some of them make a real, big name for themselves, whether it's negative or positive. They can do very, very quickly on that program. It's something I would never, ever take part in. But, credit to those that do.
I mean, if you do appear, it would be pretty awkward.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it would. We did make use of my time on Tuesday. Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you see behind me, this big bookcase thing is back there again, right? So on Tuesday evening, I had spotted there was a shop closing down, and they had this beautiful big black gloss unit with mirrors in it and everything, like almost like a big dresser that they used. And it was a flower shop. They were closing down. They had it on for cheapest chips, and the thing was massive. So I had Judith big Seat Alhambra 7-seater thing. It's like a van, and I dropped Jazz at nursery.
Yeah.
And she had to get picked up at 12.
Yeah.
And then she would have been, dropped her off at primary school. And she'd get picked up at 12 and goes to nursery from 12:15. And then I had to pick up the boys from high school at 3:20 and her. So I had like a 3-hour window of answering calls and get my work done.
Yeah.
And I whizzed, this place was like 40 miles away. So I whizzed down there and said, this thing will have to be taken apart to get in. So the big base part, the cupboards underneath, could slide in. I'd worked out, but the whole top mirror thing, which is about, it's about 7 feet tall, whole top piece had to be taken apart. So I chatted this car, says, look, I've got a really tight window. I've got like 1 hour, 30 minutes to get this thing dismantled in the car, or else I just have to go. So I whizzed down, toolkit in hand, taking this thing all apart, into the car, home. Joshua had arrived home to give me a hand on Wednesday afternoon. Right, Joshua, help me get this all out of the car, get all the seats back together, go and get the kids back home. And got it all built. So this here then all came over, and I'm going to show you my gaming, or the racing sim.
Yeah, I've noticed that the pool table's gone now.
Yeah, it's now pretty much finished. And that's the unit on. I'm going to put the photograph up now. On the right hand side is the big unit. It's all lit. The shelves. I've got some memorabilia, some old consoles, and bits and pieces on it. And yesterday, the new sound tiles arrived, and they were amazing.
Oh my goodness!
So that's just the sim racing sort of bit. That's about a quarter of this room.
Oh my god!
Okay. So were that on the left hand side were those sound tiles are. What I went, yeah. I went the next morning, then got some big sheets of timber, got them cut exactly the size, and I backed the back of this case here, and then the sound tiles arrived, and they arrived in this tiny, tiny box. There's 48 of them, and they weren't much thicker than a sheet of paper. So I left them out overnight, and then I was reading the instructions. Said, "Oh no, if you wash them in warm water and then pour them into the tumble dryer, they fluff up to where."
Oh.
So I washed them all this morning. I got them all glued and stapled up all round. The case is built, LEDs in around, the little 3D printed. I'll bring the other photograph up here now of the close up to the rig itself. Put that one off and that one.
You got one of those. Is it the Halo 3, that helmet?
Yeah, it's the case of it.
Yeah.
And then just above the steering wheel, as you can see here, there's a little screen there, which is an old phone. And I had a little order to get from Germany for this guy. And it's like a little mount that screws onto the steering wheel mounting, so the proper screws. And it acts like a set of gauges in there as well.
That's
it's all cable managed as best that I can. It's all nicely lit. Dan's super duper Daninator PC is there. And now it's just a matter of finding the time and let's get racing.
That looks super impressive.
I'm really chuffed with how that area. So the other thing that I had to get some more speaker cable because down in the bottom there. So the big amp is over on the right hand side. And then the bass bin is now on the bottom left of the screen. So I needed some extra speaker wire. So I ordered it and that's all now hooked up. So now if I have no headphones on, the speakers to my left to the right of my knees. I've got speakers on the right-hand side from that amp and then the big rover of the bass bin when you're driving. So that's,
crikey,
that's kind of cool.
So you know the screen at the top then? I know this is like hard to explain for people just listening to the audio, but on your panoramic view, you've got a screen on top then with lots and lots of information. Is this all your speed and times?
Yeah. Is that right? So that screen's powered through a little app called Sim Hub.
Right.
And it's powering the little screen on the phone above the TV.
Yeah.
It's powering the Kindle on the left-hand side and another screen with data on it. And then if you look to the right of the steering wheel, just to the right of the middle of the steering wheel, there's another Kindle there with another data screen. So that's Sim Hub's pouring those. So one will have your positions. One over on the right-hand side will have some of your gearing. And there is another little thing called Anduo. Can't really see it. It's another little device that I ordered up, and it shows you what gear you're in, and it flashes and all the LED lights. It's kind of funky.
So have you got cameras on here? Have you got the ability to stream?
So the top screen will generally be the streaming one. So I'll have OBS with this, and there's a camera just at the left hand corner there as well.
Okay.
And then if I have a lighting bin above too. So yeah, it's all ready to do that now. So
is there nothing you could do to this kit now to geek it out anymore?
There's a lovely GT Omega mat that goes underneath this. It's just a bit wider than rig. I think I'm gonna get it. And the other thing that I need to get is a tray. It hooks on to the rig and it holds your keyboard and mouse and you can move it back and forward like a tray you eat your dinner off. So that's about it. Now I'm just, I mean, now Dan would be saying, "Oh, get the movement system, get all of that." But no.
Well, it's just said no cup holder. That's what he's just said.
Yeah. Actually, that's one of the things they say. A cup holder is always a good idea, not to set it on the ground. Yeah, you never know. A cup holder. There's space for it there. Anyway, so I need to get a microphone boom. That's another thing I need for streaming. I need to get it.
Yeah.
So I have an old, the old mic that I used to use, what do you call them? Snowballs or the big
ones? Yeah, I've got one of those.
One I used to bring to the shows.
Yeah.
So it's great. I'm really chuffed the way it came out. And I think I know they're not really sound suppressant, but I actually think the sound suppressant sort of pads really set that area off. I think it's a cheap way. I mean, there's 30 quid's worth of, there's 48 tiles, foot wide by foot wide. And I think that just finishes that off nicely. So I'm really
chuffed. Brilliant. Yeah.
Chuffed for that. Chuffed.
Nice.
So, there's that. That's done now.
Crikey.
I was just thinking today, Pete, about EGX. Because EGX is next weekend.
I have missed it.
Yeah. And is that 3 years? It'll be 3 years now since.
Yeah.
Really 3 years? Wow. Yeah, yeah. I think definitely next year I'll be back on the card, but my head space wasn't there this year, thinking about all that sort of stuff. And
it would have been too much of a rush, I think, for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, so I want to bring Charlie. And Charlie's never been. I brought him to a smaller event when he was much younger in the Docklands in London.
How old is he now?
He'll be 17 in December.
Oh, there we go. Oh, my life.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He started his girlfriend's 16th birthday party.
Right.
Today.
Yeah. So, and will he be 18 next year by December, September, October? Yeah.
No, December. Yeah. So you're almost 18. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's it. Yeah. Joshua, who a lot of the guys have met, he was telling me, oh, well, I'm going to Amsterdam again in next month. And Dad, I need to get my third job. And I go, okay. Why are you being weird? He says, oh, no, I'm not being weird. I'm going to Canada in November. So fair play to him. He's spreading his wings now, too. So he's off to Canada.
This, again,
gaming. But gaming and music. So the guy years ago, and you heard the story about us going out to Florida and the guy driving up, Andrew, the approaching Nirvana guy, who is a professional musician now. He's got some of his music's on in games like Minecraft and all stuff, loads and loads of albums.
Yeah.
That community of his. Some people are in Canada and some people are just in North America, just over the border. So they're coming up to meet up for a get together in Amsterdam and then in Canada. So fair play to him too. You know, the internet and gaming and his mixing and streaming has got his own wee community there too, which is kind of cool.
Can you tell Charlie that I'm not going to give him any chances on Street Fighter if he comes down and plays next year?
He'll probably plant you now. He's as tall as me and taller. So that's that. So that's what I've been up to. Glad the wife's back. Nice. Man cave changes all done for now. Just need to get time to do it. Okay, so look, tonight I want to rattle through the show quickly.
Yeah,
it's only the two of us. I know you've had a heck of a day. You came in hot, and your lad's still about, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't want to be too long tonight. I'm not even going to whiz through your free games that aren't free. We'll just chat about if we played anything or not. So let's talk about gamies.
Said if you're gonna play the Game Boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
Even with this fantastic rig, Pete, I managed just to get about 40 minutes of a set of Corsa in this week, and that's about all. I'm sorry, it's been absolutely nutty, so forgive me. I have had next to no time with all the other stuff that's been going on.
I don't know how you can apologize, because I'm even worse than you.
You played less than zero? Oh, less than me?
I've been playing Roblox today.
Oh, wow.
So Roblox on the Xbox, it's a little bit less advanced than the PC version, but there's a new horror type server have you played Roblox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's when you go onto Roblox, if for nobody who has played, there's tons and tons of servers, and you can get like a Squid Game server, you can get Slaps games, you can get loads of all these different they're really corny, but they're really addictive servers that you can play. And today we played one called Doors, and there's 100 doors altogether that you have to go through, and there's different things that are chasing you. It's a bit of a scary one. But kids can still, it's still kid friendly. It's not gory at all, but you've got that element of, like, you know, Hello Neighbor, when you've got that guy chasing you as he sees you.
Yeah,
it's a little bit like that. There's a lot of chasing going on. 100 doors, we've managed to get to 50, and there's this boss called The Figure. And it just walks around, and if you crouch, it doesn't hear you as much. He's completely blind, but he's very sensitive to noise. So any noise that you make on the server, on the level, he's going to be coming to find you. And yeah, he's chasing around after you while you're trying to find these books, which give you a clue to get into the padlock. We just ain't got to the padlock yet.
It's like a scary version of that game that Noel Edmonds has with the red boxes. Boxes of doors.
Yeah. What is that called?
Door has Noel Edmonds behind him. It's 101 or something, or what it's called.
Mr. Yeah, Blobby chasing you.
That'd be scary enough.
It's all right. I spent some time doing that today, but yeah, I've just ain't had the time, Robin, just like you. So
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Just want to see when Dan's in the chat there. I was trying to set up the card that I have, the graphics card on the PC is a chunky beastie. And there is an extra port, and I was talking about connecting that final port up to the big 65-inch TV, and then using it to play some PC games that as well, you know, on it as well. But it seems to bugger up the way I have it set up is that top screen is a single separate screen, and the bottom three are like surround, they're scanned. And once I connect into another screen, it seems to bugger that all up. The card doesn't like it, or it's not enough power. And I was looking at my little retro corner piece, and I do have, I was thinking about, I have a Steam Link device there.
Yeah.
And thinking about actually taking it out of the museum and using it, because I can connect the HDMI port to it directly into the big TV. Right. And just through a network cable, that should be fine, and take the strain away. Just stream over my own system.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give that a whiz, I think. He's talking about a lav mic. I don't know a lav mic. Is that... use a lav mic.
I haven't got a clue. That goes up. Right.
Anyway, yeah, so... sorry, not a lot of gaming is happening in this gaming podcast, but well, sure, what can you do? What can you do? But there is some really, really, really interesting stuff happening in the news this week. Now then.
I can't believe this.
Before I actually put this on video. Yeah, okay. So I wonder if I can grab that screen down here so I can put the video on as well while I'm chatting.
I got really excited when I scrolled down and seen this. I was just like, wow.
Yeah. Whether it's real or not, it's a different beastie altogether. Let me just bring that up there and hit play. And just do a wee transition on that. Okay. So, Grand Theft Auto, one of the biggest franchise games ever. Gameplay videos have been reportedly leaked, and I have managed to very naughtily get a copy of those leaked videos, which are playing right now. So if you're listening to this, go on to the YouTube feed or the old Twitch feed and have a look. So allegedly, dozens of purported in-development videos have appeared online. Grand Theft Auto 6 may have been leaked after dozens of videos of what purports to be in-development footage appear online. A user by going the name off, I'm not going to give his name, posted a zip file to GTA forum saying, here are 90 footage clips from GTA 6. It is possible I could leak some more data soon. GTA 5 and 6 source code and assets, GTA 6 testing build. The clips subsequently made their way onto YouTube and Twitter, and show robberies, gunplay, fully voiced conversations, and more. And what appear to be debug elements closely resembling similar tools from Red Dead Redemption 2 development also appearing on screen. If legitimate, the videos appear to confirm previous rumors about the game, including male and female protagonists. The source of the videos is currently unconfirmed, but may have been the result of a hack. This guy, girl, claims they were downloaded directly from Rockstar's internal Slack groups. We will not be linking to the videos in this article. Unfortunately, I'm not just as subtle as that. As you'd expect, the videos have been kicked off a fierce debate about their authenticity. Some have questioned the assets and use, pointing to the reuse of GTA 5 elements, while others have pointed to the voice dialogue and debug elements as proof that that is legitimate. Developer Rockstar and publisher Take-Two have yet to respond to the apparent leak, but it will be fascinating to see if takedowns begin. We have contacted Rockstar for comment. After years of rumors, GTA 6 was finally confirmed this year, but more official news will apparently only be released when Rockstar is ready, not when its owner Take-Two requests it. Rockstar said it has moved more developers onto GTA 6 recently, having scrapped remasters of Red Dead Redemption and GTA 4. So, I would love a GTA 6. You know what Rockstar are like. This still could be 2 years away. It looks a bit rough and ready. It doesn't look fabulous in these here. But then again, if that's only test footage, yeah, what would you expect, really? But yeah, the female protagonist, that seems pretty cool. I know, of course, you would have kind of expect it in this day and age, Pete, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That a girly, playable girly character.
it needs to be done. And the one thing with Rockstar as well, they've always been big on their delays, haven't they? Especially with recent games like GTA 5, Red Dead Redemption 2. They've been late on their releases. They've been late on the bugging issues that they've had.
Yeah, yeah.
And they always say that they want to try and get it right next time around, which they will try and do. And I'm sure it'll still screw up the next time it comes out. But it's exciting, isn't it, that people are talking about this now, and it's coming to fruition. I just love the fact that there's going to be another one on the way, and I can't wait.
So I've scrubbed through a bit. Now we're in a nightclub, usual sort of scantily clad people, gimp suits and the like. And I don't expect it to be whiter than white. Hopefully it'll be controversial and messy and mucky like every GTA story is. But again, GTAs looked good. They weren't the best looking game ever. They looked really, really good. But it was the storylines and everything and gameplay, I'm sure it'll be there too. So.
But I mean, you think about the start of Red Dead Redemption 2 and all of the cinematic footage of the scenery. This is hopefully, you know, something that's going to be delivered in the next one as well. Probably harder to do in a city environment, but I'm sure we've I wonder where it'll be. Who knows?
Well, there's not many clubs like this in London, is there?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, it could be just completely made up. This could be somebody, you know, farting about, but there's a lot of work in this by the looks of it. So it'll be interesting to see if they comment. Probably not comment at all. They'll probably love in this too. Maybe even leaked it themselves.
Brilliant.
So that's it. GTA 6 news is starting to come along. Next thing that I want to have a quick chat about that I'd scanned there, and it's another positive story from Sony. Sony confirms that the original PSVR games are not compatible with the PSVR 2. PSVR 2 is designed to deliver a truly next-generation VR experience, so they say. Sony have now confirmed that the PSVR 2 will not be able to play games originally made for the original PSVR. The latest episode of official PlayStation podcast, the SVP of platform experience, Hideo Nishino, confirms that the PSVR 2 will not have backwards compatibility with PSVR games.
I'm really disappointed with this. With all of the technology that we've got now, it's just a small thing, I would say, in the design and development that
I get it, but. Yeah, I know the PSVR came out, it's quite a few years ago now, but you kind of think it would be a no-brainer. I mean,
they weren't
that hard technical of games unless they've completely changed the operating system in it internally that it can't handle it. A bit like the PlayStation 3 was a fantastic piece of hardware, but bloody hard to program for.
Yeah.
It seems kind of weird, you know. So they're saying here, like... a lot of those games that I played when I had mine for the short period of time, just all gone. And there's some pretty good stuff there, but
yeah,
it seems a shame. It still has leads on it. So what can you do? What can you do? Sony again for the players. All right. This week as well. Big thing, happened for Call of Duty fans and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. It has been previewed, gameplay, beta, had came out, invitation-only multiplayer stuff. I loved Modern Warfare 2. It was where I started gaming properly on an Xbox 360 and where I started to get involved with community stuff, and your fucking brother called me out because it was the only game I played. and it has been, as you would expect, been received with mixed responses. If you go onto YouTube, you'll see people going, it's a load of crap, don't buy it. And it's the best thing since sliced bread. I don't know. I think Modern Warfare 2 was one of the most nearly perfect games. There was a few things in it I would change, but that whole multiplayer and the streak system.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it was fabulous. I mean, you had the old cheaters putting down the things that you could respawn in the same place and they would kill their mate, would kill them, and then they would respawn back in, their mate would kill them again, That well, we changed that bit. But apart from that, I think Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer was pretty darn class. Spec Ops is also returns. Activision and Infinity Ward have revealed a number of new features coming up in multiplayer Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, including a third-person playlist and a 3v3 raid mode. While Modern Warfare 2 will primarily be a first-person shooter, there'll be third-person playlists designed to offer a new tactical way to play multiplayer. Third-person perspective offers a much larger field of view and thus a better vision of surroundings, something that could be a big change for COD's classic multiplayer. So you can imagine, I suppose, your Gears of War stance, being able to see around a corner sort of thing. Maybe if you can flick between first person and third person, you could see that becoming a real tactical sort of thing, you know, the way you play it. The Spec Ops, Special Ops, the two-player co-op mode is being revamped with the large-scale hot zones. I remember those. They were good. There was this extra side missions. That was kind of fun. They're still elaborating any other changes being made, but it's hopefully going to expand the mode beyond what was delivered in 2019's Modern Warfare. They say that was arguably the weakest part of that package. So they've changed a whole bunch of stuff about playing with your guns and all their bits and pieces. You know, when you look at it, I can't really tell that it's Modern Warfare 2. You know, it looks the same as the same as the same. But, I mean, I wonder, I mean, the one of the most controversial things with Modern Warfare 2 was some of the opening scenes, the No Russians scene. I mean, I wonder, will that be left in its entirety through that single player?
I don't know.
I don't know, yeah. So that'll be interesting how they approach that or not. It's funny, see, when you're watching TV, they were talking about this week about watching TV, and I've been watching, when Judith was away as well, some West Wing. I'd never watched West Wing before, and I quite enjoy it, that whole American politics thing. I'm literally starting right from the very beginning, and a lot of the episodes on Amazon, you have to put in your security code to bypass.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, yeah.
Because they smoked in them, or they drank in them, or they referred to a woman maybe in a
sort of bad way.
Yeah. And for fuck's sake, are we that all that? We can't handle that anymore. Is it all so bad? It's just nutty. Anyway, so that's Modern Warfare 2. It is coming as well. That'll be, is no November to early November usually is when that usually comes along. So
God of War's out in that time, so it's gonna need to be really, really good for me to double dip and start. I don't know.
I don't know. I bought the last one and played it, enjoyed it for a while, and had a good old time. But whether I want to, I don't know. I think I've now passed me by.
More of the same, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, what is the age? It's 15. A 15, isn't it? A 15 usually, or a 16 to play Modern Warfare 2?
I would have said 18, wouldn't it? Because it's the campaigns as well. And I mean, it's not on the first
one. My older lads, I mean, we have to play the game, right? Properly, I mean, as far as age limits are concerned with the foster kids, they're like, oh, my friends play Modern Warfare. I did it with Charlie and Joshua as well. I mean,
don't blame you, that's what you should do.
That's what it says on the box,
yeah, exactly.
I haven't updated the new releases, let me just pull them up here for the week and see if you can. In fact, can you click on that link there, Pete?
Yeah, bear with me.
Scroll down. If you just, it just brings you into that little list there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, bear with me.
If you're looking to get Modern Warfare yourself, let us know. You know, that video was rather loud. Oh, fuck a duck. I'm sorry. Damn it. Fucking hell. I am sorry. The YouTube video volume was on. I am very sorry about that. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Fucking amateurs. when you're ready, Pete.
Okay, so looking at it then, for new releases for September, we've got
the 19th to the 24th.
Yeah, 24th. So we've got Hard Space Shipbreaker, which is on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S. Jack Move, which is on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch. Solstice, which is on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S and PC. And that's on September the 20th, as well as Jack Move. Gundam Evolution.
I've
never heard of that. It's on PC, 21st of September. No Place for Bravery, which is on the Switch and PC on September 22nd. Serial Cleaners, which is pretty much on every platform from September the 22nd. Session, which is Skate Sim. A Skate Simulator, which is pretty much on all the platforms as well on the 22nd. Big day for releases. Slime Rancher 2, which is on Xbox.
Be all over it.
Slime Rancher 2, which is on Xbox Series X and S and PC on September 22nd. The Dyerfield Chronicle is out on pretty much every platform on September 22nd. Shovel Knight Dig is out on Switch, PC and iOS on September 23rd. And that's pretty much all of your new releases.
Excellent. Excellent. So thank you for that. The guys have been playing Halo. And they're having a good fun on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock in the UK. Join in. Greg is religiously there at lunchtime, and usually for an hour on Halo. And on Friday night, they were on a night last night, they were getting chicken dinners in their PUBG. So join them on a Friday night, same sort of time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the UK. Work out that. Where are you going? Work out whatever the time is, wherever you are. Okay. Look, as I said, it was going to be a quick show. A lot going on tonight. And tomorrow is the Queen's funeral. Will you be partaking in work, or is your work closed for a few hours, or will you watch any of this? Or
I'm going into work tomorrow morning. I'm going to look at the house with Shell that we're moving into. Again, we've just got stuff on, and because we're a conference centre, and we're basing ourselves or our opening on demand, and the people that want to visit don't want to cancel, so we've got to stay open.
So your people haven't cancelled?
No.
Okay.
So we're going to stay open. We'll play in one of the meeting rooms, so people can have time if they want to and have a look for that. But yeah, I'm not a royalist personally. I won't partake in watching that. I don't know about yourself, Robin.
Yeah. Well, we probably will. I've got a meeting. My company is in the south of Ireland, so they can give a toss. So I've got a quick Teams meeting at 9 o'clock or so, 9:30 tomorrow morning. And then I'm going to sit down and watch the couple hours with the kids. I think I'm going to try and get the kids to watch along too, because I think it's an important enough thing to see. So we're going to do that for a couple of hours tomorrow, and I'm going to try and keep my head low then for work and get stuck in, because I've got to
be
ahead. So there we go. Okay. So if you want to contact the show, I'm going to wrap it up now. Podcast@ocpod.com. Send us an email or tweet us at @OC_podcast. Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. Just get in touch with us. Love to chat. If you're going to EGX this week, please send us a few photographs. We'd love to hear about it. If you're dropping down there and how many, what the numbers are like and people that are going. Big shout out to Mark and to Phil and Kim and Greg and all the guys. And thanks, Dan, for joining in with the chat there tonight. Dan's going. Oh, no. Dan's going to his mum's tomorrow. She wants company once he watches the funeral.
He's taking his
Steam Deck.
Good man.
So look, if you're watching it or not tomorrow, and if that sort of affected you, you know, reach out, talk to people. Pete, anybody want to say hi and bye to?
My brother, he's got COVID again apparently, and he's really bad. He's got he's got it pretty bad. Bottom burping and everything. He's got he's not doing great apparently. So I'm going to give him a shout tomorrow.
Okay, do that.
Hope he's all right.
Yeah. Don't get too close.
No.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. Thank you very much. It's a short show tonight. It'll be published up, and the live stream will go up tomorrow. And we will catch you next week, when hopefully more of the team will be here. But thanks very much for listening tonight, and we will catch you soon.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. see you same time next week.